radio, and the internet.
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, we're back off the break. Hey, listen, I want to say hi to my big brother out in Port Smith, Virginia, my man Calvin Spencer and his family. Want to say hi to you guys. I like to do this part of the show. It's called Just My Thoughts. Now, it's pretty much on a topic that I've talked about, and I kind of want to tell the story as it is, but I always want to let you understand exactly how I feel on it. It's just the thought that I have. It can last for a couple of minutes, or it could just be sometimes just a statement. But I already told you that, as I stated before we went on break, with child services, if it's so much if it's so much that you are put in place to help to see to it the safety and welfare of children, then why aren't you at every school across the United States? I'm going to tell you what happens in every school playground on lunchtime every day. A child is verbally assaulted. Yeah. Somewhere there's unfortunately an overweight child and they're being verbally assaulted somewhere. It happens every day. Every day a child is pushed. A child is provoked. Where are you at in these situations? The police, they work just fine. My brother was killed by a cop. I don't have any ill feelings towards police officers. I think they do an outstanding job. I don't think that because a child is involved, I don't think that they're so incompetent that they won't be able to handle the matter any different. So my thought on the matter is you're only put in place to see to it that the dragnet of the legal system is catching good people. I had an individual call a League of Dads. It was a female, single mom of three children. Called the League of Dads. Her daughter was not climbing out the window, but boldly walking out the front door. And in the town in which they live, they had a curfew, and the child was coming in beyond the curfew. And the cops was called, and she handled it appropriately. The cops handled it very well. What is the difference? And so when I say that The child services are put in place. They do their work in some other, they're there when certain extreme things happen. They are doing their job. But once again, when something happens that is self-explanatory, a blind eye is, people would now have blind eyes, people now are put in places where it's not, things don't want to be understood. I know a lot of decent parents out there that got into trouble because some cocky child services individual want to have, I've been working here 90 days and I got 13 or 14 convictions. I got 15 cases in court. I'm good. I'm trying to get a promotion. So what you want to do is you want to ignore the facts and you want to burn someone that is trying so hard. So that's my thought on the whole situation. And that is simply, money. Everything is money. In these times that America is facing a lot of layoffs and downsizing and companies that are closing down, check your local jurisdiction and see how many child services workers were laid off. See how many judges were laid off. See how many court clerks were laid off. See how many people in your local state government was laid off. Just check. If you have a county or state job and you got laid off, check and see just how many of those people were laid off. And I'm almost willing to bet you would be real disappointed. Not that you want them to be laid off, so you'll be disappointed, but you'll kind of get an idea of what I'm saying. This show is only an hour, so I really can't get into the gist of the profits that the legal system make on individuals. And they found out that people that just commit crimes is not enough. So this is why now you can no longer discipline your kids. Back in the, 60s and 70s, you'll hear a lot of people say, you know, I got a spanking, my mom or pop spanked me, I got a beating with a switch, my mom had a belt, and we look at things and say, well, that's just the way it was at that time. That's the way the system was. That's how things was allowed to be at that time. Well, what exactly happened? So since the 70s till now, we have more involvement of government in the private homes. The courts themselves are not educating these disgruntled mothers or women as a whole, because there are some women that in fact go to court because in fact they need some type of order in the situation, and that's what you go to court for. You go to court to obtain an order. So, you know, I truly think that, and this will never happen, by the way. All right? This will never happen. I truly think that the court system should educate each man and woman individually on their situations. Mainly the women, because the women are finding themselves in a situation where they have to go more than a man. That's just the unfortunates of the way it is. But if a woman goes to court and tell a judge that this individual is paying for private school, and private school is, let's say, $410 a month, this individual, in addition to private school, he's picking up the child every day from school. That eliminates after school care. That's about another, $300 a month in after school care. This individual, the father that is doing the homework with the child, priceless. And he's also feeding the child dinner. So when the child is dropped off at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, all I have to do is put her to bed, but screw all that, I want child support. People, that happened to me. And Judge Glenn Grant, an excellent, outstanding judge of the Essex County, New Jersey court system, asked my child's mother, is there any way that I can get you to accept today what this man is doing? She said, no, I want the money. Well, I'm going to just say this. My child support is not $410 a month. It's not above that, all right? Not even in the 400s. It's just breaking 300, 305 to be exact. And that's what the individual wanted, as opposed to me saying this is what I want. So if you can find the order in my case, I'd love to hear it. You can email me at theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. Where's the order in a person that is doing above and beyond what the courts can actually make an individual do? A lot of people find themselves, a lot of women find themselves in that situation. I'll give you one more example before we get on out of here. The rapper 50 Cent. Real name is Curtis Jackson. Individual was paying his child's mother $500,000 a year. This individual then did a an endorsement deal or sold some stock in a company that he had value in. Everybody heard about it. He had some stake in Vitamin Water when Pepsi-Cola brought Vitamin Water. Well, this individual being the child's mother, decided that the $500,000 that she was getting a year, she wanted to go the disgruntled way. She didn't want to accept the $500,000 a year anymore. Filed for child support. This is her saying the $400,000 deal. I'm sorry, the $400 million deal that Pepsi-Cola brought Vitamin Water for. Look at that. We League of Dads radio show. We're talking about other companies. But here's an individual that said, I want a percentage of that $400,000 that he got. Well, it doesn't work like that. You see, the maximum amount of child support is $80,000. So the guy can be a billionaire. You're only getting $80,000. If you're not married, there's all that, you know, of course, the alimony and all that is something different. But child support is maxed out at $80,000 a year. So $500,000 subtract $80,000. This individual was paying this woman $420,000 more than he would have been required to. And he was letting the individual live in his house. She files the paperwork. He then says the judge gives her a very rude awakening. Now, if the courts would have said, we're going to educate you on this situation, which has never happened, but I don't want to sound too hypocritical. I don't think they should. I think that it is your job to. Anyway, I know I said earlier they never will do this. But in fact, you know, to be honest with you, they shouldn't. They got more than enough to deal with. She goes to court and got her $420,000 decrease. And that's because an individual didn't stop and say, here's a man that is doing all that he can, as my child mom didn't want to do, and runs to court and end up getting less. Wow. If you're listening to this show right now, I'm sure you probably know individuals that have went to court and is paying a lot more money than they can afford, but then there are individuals that are paying a lot less than they want to. Yeah, they are paying a lot less than they want to. It's a real shame when an individual is not allowed to give all that he wants to give because of a disgruntled mother. To all you women out there listening to this show today, I hope something was learned from it. I hope that, you know, you listen to what I said and you probably know an individual that is going through this, or you're saying, wow, my friend did that and got burned or whatever the case may be. But you know, that's what it is. We're going to get on out of here. I'm going to close this show out. I'm going to thank you all for listening. Once again, if you want to, get in touch with me, the League of Dads @yahoo.com. And I close the show with saying, as I always say, we shall all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Goodbye, y'all.